After we got started, somebody decided we might try to have a radio station. Obviously, there were no channels available. And the question is, how can you put a radio station on if there are no channels available? But we'd heard about an organization called the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System, in which a couple of students found a way to do it. And what they did is, as you perhaps know, almost everything emits a radio signal. The university power lines emit a radio signal. Matter of fact, your shaver emits a radio signal. And the FCC knew they couldn't. Garbage emits a radio signal. And some of you have proof of that when you listen to the radio today. They couldn't license all of these radio signals, so they let it go by. And so WRTI, as we called it, incidentally, it's Temple Radio Institute, but we couldn't get TRI, so we got RTI, Radio Temple Institute. And that's how the call letters came to be. And so this station went on the air as a wired wireless station. All we did is to take a 10-watt transmitter and hook it to the university power lines. And so whenever you turned the radio on the Temple campus, you got a wonderful signal from WRTI. What happened if you took a ride? Well, if you went out and you got more than 30 feet away from the university power lines, you suddenly lost the signal, and there was no signal.